Well, here we are. Welcome to the audio. I don't know how to go about this. Every time I go to record, I just have some sort of block. Like, I feel like my audio needs to follow a certain format, but in the past, I've just thrown shit out there and it's been okay. You know, some things have been popular, some things haven't. That's what happens when you don't post in a long time, but I just recorded a very long and very satisfying audio. And then I look at the recording and I stopped recording 45 seconds in. And that made me really upset. So I turned back to GWA and I found some inspiration. And I feel like today, what I have in store for you today, folks, ladies, this one's for the ladies, as they usually are. What I have in store for you today is just gonna be me teasing myself. I wonder if you can hear the clock ticking in the background. It's pretty loud, but I think it adds to the aesthetic. I just need to warm my hands up a little bit. My hands are so cold, and I'm touching the small of my back right now, and it just startled me a little bit. So I'll be teasing myself today. I'll probably also be switching around. I've thought a lot about whether or not I'm top, bottom, or switch. And for a while, I thought that I was a bottom who can top, because I tend to fantasize about older women dominating me. But I've recently come into contact with a special lady who I love to torture, and I love to tease, and I love to make her squirm. So I'm not so sure anymore. I think I am a switch, because I can go back and forth, and it also really depends on the partner. Right now, I think my voice is in a more gravelly, lower place. It's very growly, very vocal fry. I don't know how it got here. Who let it? I'm not sure. But at some point, you might hear it rise as I get more desperate. I can't really do it on command. But think of this as a reintroduction to me as a GWA persona. I know the phrase artist is often used, but I don't quite consider what I do art, at least. Some people make wonderful audios, and they put a lot of time into their editing and their writing, but that's not what I'm doing right now. I'm just kind of mumbling into a microphone. Now I'm feeling my stomach. My hand is sufficiently warmed. My right hand, anyway. My left hand is holding the phone, because whenever I put it on my pillow, it runs away from me and ruins half the audio. I really like running my nails across my stomach. Digging into my skin, leaving marks on my back. Fuck. It's hugging at my underwear down a little bit. Oh, by the way, my pants are already around my ankles. So that's already where I'm at. I'm curled up on my side. I can run my hand up and down my body, feeling myself. Good. Just dragging my nails up my thigh, up my ass, and up my back, and back down again. There we go. I guess the good thing about being a switch or a verse is that when I touch myself, I can pretend that I can pretend that I'm doing all these things to someone. That gets me off. But then, at the same time, I like to feel what's being done. And I like to pretend that someone else is doing it. I don't know if that made any sense at all, but I hope it did. Oh, God. I really needed to take some time out for myself. I've had a bit of a roller coaster of a week so far. So far, I think it's Friday. It's Friday. Yep. Yeah, it's been a rough week. And now I'm massaging my tits between my hand. Not gonna zero in on the clit. The clit? What the fuck? Well, I'm not gonna do that either. That's where my mind is going. I wanna go straight to it, but I will let myself. Anyway, I'm not gonna zero in on my nipple just yet. I gotta my breast and squeeze it firmly. I couldn't move it around in my hands, just play with it. I'm not sure when. I mean, I didn't think a woman's breasts grew all that much past puberty, but might have definitely gotten bigger over the last couple of years. I didn't think that was in the cards for me, so I thought I would be small-titted forever. And now I'm medium-titted. I don't think I'll ever have, you know, large. Really big tits. But they're good enough for you to bury your face in them. I can't hold them. I can't hold one in my hand anymore without some spilling over my fingertips. Like I used to be able to fit it all in one hand. That's how I measure size. Yeah, I got fitted recently. I'm a C cup now. I've been wearing A's for the longest time. Yeah. I'm a 32C, so I guess it's still kind of small. And I do have a small rib cage. I'm sorry if this is boring you, if I'm being too logical or right now, but that's where my mind goes. I really don't have someone here to make me absolutely lose my shit. I just want someone to choke me, to roughly push me face down into the bed and tease my pussy from behind and smack my ass. Nice, strong, fearless slap. Show me that you control me, that you own my body. You see, my voice is in too much of a gravelly place for this right now. It doesn't quite fit the character, I think. I don't know how to make it raised because I'm so tired. I'm also so turned on. I could do it on purpose. I could begin to wrench my voice out of the basement and up in here. Gasp a little for you. Moan a little bit more. So yeah, anyway, I want you. I don't want to be face down on the bed with my ass in the air. I want to feel your warm tongue. I want to feel a circle around my clit and down around my pussy lips. Just I want you to train me to lose my fucking mind in your presence. By the time you're done with me, I want to associate your smell with pure, unadulterated pleasure. I want to think about the way your eyes lock with mine, and I can see the pure lust in them. I can see the way you want to take me. Last but certainly not least, I want you to fuck me with your nice, thick, long strap on. Yeah, I don't think you'll even need any lube because I'm so fucking wet for you already. That's a rare sight. I'm beginning to think that I'm a lot gayer than I thought I was previously. I'm beginning to think that women own my heart, and especially my pussy. I told you I had a thing for older women, right? I have such a thing for older women. I just really like the idea. It's really hot. I want to say MILF, but that they don't have to have children. You know, they can just be that age and also just drop dead gorgeous in my eyes. What was I saying? I don't even know. Oh god. I just love the idea of a woman who knows what she wants and isn't afraid to take it from me. I was quick to learn. Quick to learn everything about my body. Because, of course, you can't assume that she is gonna go in knowing everything. You can't assume that she's a mind reader. But, oh, she learns fast. And I'm a quick learner, too. I pick up on things. She's very direct with what she wants, but but once we build up a rapport, she's not afraid to tease me and leave me on edge for days at a time until she can finally give me the release that only she can bring. I don't know, maybe that person's you. Maybe. You never know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I don't know what I'm saying, but I think I mean it. I'm pretty positive. I just don't know if I'm wording it quite correctly. Since this is kind of a reintroduction, I'll let you know. For those of you who aren't acquainted with me yet, I am a dancer. I do lots of different styles of dance. I do. I recently got into ballroom. And highly recommend ballroom for any of the touch-starved gays. Because the guy-to-girl ratio is always off. And there's always women there who are quite good at leading and will confidently pick you up and teach you some moves. But one thing about ballroom that I haven't quite grasped yet is how do they move their hips? Because I'm very good with my hips. I use it in other styles of dancing. I do other styles of dancing that greatly involve hips. Like, I do hip-hop, belly dancing, stuff like that. But the way you move your hips in ballroom is very different. You don't actually move your hips. and just move your legs and give the illusion of moving your hips. Which is wild to me. Which is insane. But I rather like using my hips. And I'm quite good at it. I wish you could see me right now. I'm bucking them forward. Undulating in nice little waves. Oh my God, how could I forget one of the most important things about me? Is that I love being choked. I love the feeling of fighting to breathe, of getting dizzy, losing air. Feeling of a woman's hands wrapped around my neck, squeezing firmly on the sides. Because you never squeeze from the front, oh no. Because that could crush your esophagus. You always squeeze from the sides. So you lose airflow to the brain, and that's what... That's what makes it so erotic. I personally don't find anything erotic about a crushed esophagus. It's happened a few times. And it's not pleasant. I think it's been bruised a couple times before. Not from any sort of kinky sex, unfortunately, but I used to do MMA. I used to be a fighter. Yeah, love. Having a hand around my neck. And I love having my hair being played with. Scratching my skull, my scalp. My favorite thing is when a woman snakes her hand down, up, starting at the base of my neck and up, cupping my head and closing her fingers, making a fist in my hair. It's the best and most secure way to do it. And you can move my head around any way you want it. Yeah. I love it rough. I love being yanked to the side and tossed around. So I can take it. And I also love the softness. I love cuddling and being the little spoon, curling up in someone's arms. I could go on. I really could. But I think I've hit everything I wanted to. I feel slightly better now after getting all of that off my chest. And I hope that this audio is enjoyable for you. And I hope my voice hasn't been too gravelly. I am going to get up and go about my day as if I weren't a desperate, horny little slut. Bye.